When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show. Welcome back. Thanks for being patient with us. I think we have already prefaced how we've been a little spotty. I know we did not have an episode last week, but you can always tune into our socials, and that will tell you if we're having an episode or not. That's all I can really say about the way that this summer is planning out. It has just been very difficult to record every week, but we're here.
TT's a popping ass publicist.
Please.
All of her artists are thriving. And so sis is booked and busy.
I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired. They better be. The fruits of my labor are finally paying off. So yeah, it's just been difficult. So we thank y'all for y'all patience. And dealing with us and whatnot, and our little bit of inconsistencies, if you will, just a little bit. So let's just get to it. We have a guest today. With an apostrophe. We have a teacher also.
Yeah,
so
the
apostrophe is right behind the S, actually.
Correct.
There we go. Thank you. I'm getting my teaching here. Right. Lovers Quarrel Podcast.
Yes. Hello. With Danny and TJ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Guys. Yeah. Well, thank you, Todd. Can we give a little hand clap? What are you? Okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's all good.
Y'all know what we tried to do.
We appreciate it.
I'm like, y'all know what we tried to do. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. We've never had a married couple come on our show.
First. So this is,
this is the first.
Woo-hoo. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Like that.
So already we just did their podcast.
Yes.
Which was so much fun, and
thank you.
Better late than never.
Hey, I'll take that.
I told G that this was gonna be a therapy episode for me with y'all. Yeah. But we're not gonna make it that.
We don't even have no topics. I just got questions.
Yeah, I was like, I just have questions. But we're not gonna do that. We are gonna keep to the same format of the show.
Okay.
So you know, we like to start with an introduction. So how did you guys meet? And kind of like, how did you guys decide to start the podcast?
So, how do we meet?
So Danny was on me.
So we're not going to come on somebody else.
It's always
lie.
Two different stories.
Always. We're
always.
Not going to come on. We're not going to lie. In the year of our Lord, 2019.
We met at Booker T.
On a basketball court.
On a basketball court.
So I went to high school with his first cousin, and my friend at the time had a big crush on his cousin. So very typical high school girl thing was like, girl, they got to be over here. Come with me. Like, let's go over there and see, you know, like bump into them. Mm-hmm. And
I still be fake.
I was thinking the same. I was like, I don't know if that go away, sis.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, fancy seeing you here.
Right.
So we went to the park, and I was there just as like moral support. And then in walks in this goofy looking boy.
I'll take that.
And and that was kind of it. Like, you know,
first time we met. And then I told, so my best friend was talking to her friend. I told him, like, listen, if you're talking to her, put me on. Mm. So we did that. And then Danny called me on a Sunday.
You remember the day of the week?
Yeah, because Simpsons was on.
Oh my god! You know, we were 12 when we met, like, basically. But.
Yeah. So then, from there, we kind of messing.
Yeah, kind of talking, whatever.
And then we stopped.
And then we picked it back up the next year, where we really go together, not for play. And that's gonna be like 15 years ago.
This July.
In July.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah, and then as far as the podcasting, so we did have like a podcast before
this
Lovers
one,
Quarrel,
yeah, to be determined.
Yes, because you know, so like I'm T, he's T, I'm D, and then our last name is B. So kind of a play on that, but it was a valiant effort, but it wasn't like connecting the way we felt like it should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of very like a dime a dozen, and then I got pregnant and I got tired and I was like, I'm not doing this shit because I'm tired.
Yeah.
And we stopped, and then in fall of 2017 we picked it back up. We decided to kind of go back at it, and we rebranded as Lovers Quarrel, and we decided to kind of talk about the things that we know about, which was like, you know, because we're these relationships, like we're high school sweethearts. People ask us a lot of questions. They're, you know, they like our dynamic, our rapport with each other. So we were like, that'll be kind of the bread and butter of the podcast, and then kind of everything else will kind of fit in where it gets in.
Yeah, it was more about being open and honest, mm-hmm. being transparent, you mm-hmm. know. A lot of people do see us and they'd be like, this is perfect, but they don't know that it's like a lot of work that goes into it.
Perfect.
And we also wanted to show that, like, you know, for us, I mean, we always say like relationship isn't a job, but it takes work. Like, you have to work at it.
It's a job.
Work at it.
It's a job. It's a full time.
It's not a job. But you have to work.
It's work, though.
Yeah,
it's work. Like, you can't put on your resume, but I'd be damned if you don't have to like clock them hours.
Yeah, you gotta learn each other. You gotta, you know, grow with each other. Things mm-hmm. change. What was cool 3 years ago may not be cool anymore. And it's just, you're always learning your partner. You're always learning the different things and learning how to be like more mature in situations.
Is there ever an exciting component to that? Because I feel like mm-hmm. we always, like that comes up a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's in a relationship and it's been for an extended amount of time, they say, you know, you're always changing. But I feel like it has such a negative connotation to mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. For you and your 15 years, has there ever been... Because obviously we know that there have been some growing pains. Mm-hmm. But like, has there ever been anything that was exciting? Like an exciting change for y'all?
I say parenthood.
Yeah.
That was an exciting change.
I think even just... like the growing pains are pains too. But I think too, like when you really sit back and like think about it, like... it is exciting, or it is dope to be like, damn, like this person, like we have grown up together. Like, look, mm-hmm. like sometimes, you know, I sit back and you look at your life and like, yo, we got jobs, we got a kid, we got a house, we're married, we have retirement plans, we have all, you know, I mean, it's very like grown up or whatever. But at the same time, it's like we have come a really long ass way from these two teenagers and on the basketball court, you know, right. And it's like, the fruits of our labor, like that's exciting, that's cool. And then like watching like our successes together, from graduations to marriage to new jobs to all of those things, like that stuff is exciting, you know. And also like it is dope to it can be a gift and a curse at times, but it is really dope at the end of the day to know someone so well that like you don't really have to think that hard. Like, yes, we're changing because obviously we're not the same people we were when we were 16, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but the essence of who we are is, and like, but, and like knowing someone, or knowing that there's someone in my life that knows me arguably better than I know myself sometimes, is kind of an exciting, or like a reaffirming or reassuring like notion. So, you know, it's not always going to be exciting, but at the same time, like doing everything together is cool. Like, you know, so that part is cool. I like that.
That was beautiful.
It really was.
I said it when we did y'all show. I have learned so much, and yes. I'm continuing to learn, and I'm really for real going to apply some of these things.
Dope.
We hope it helps. It.
Oh my gosh. Also, wait, we wanted to tell you congratulations for
graduating.
Thank you.
Yes, for graduating.
Congrats.
I can only imagine.
Shut up.
It's so long time coming.
Listen, I went through a lot.
You did, you're right.
A whole hell of a lot. So I think.
What'd you get your master's in?
So my master's is a master's of science in secondary educational studies.
Wow.
So from where?
From Johns Hopkins.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, man, my sister's smart.
We gotta celebrate it.
This is smart, right?
Listen, I'm trying. So, but I'm excited because it just, you know, A, got me a little bit more money on my paycheck. Mm-hmm. So that's always helpful.
Exactly.
And then, girl Melanie, yes. With Johns Hopkins.
Med school. Like.
Right, exactly. Med school.
So, and I, you know, and I'm excited because it also means that I can, like, I'm kind of maybe entertaining the idea of, like, higher ed, because, you know, in some schools you can do, like, adjunct positions, mm-hmm. at college and stuff. So I'm just kind of think of, like, maybe I could have, like, another little stream of income, mm-hmm. like, teaching teachers or something like that. So
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Be great.
Yeah. But thank you. I appreciate that. It was a very, very long 3 years.
I could only imagine.
I couldn't go back to school. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm never going back.
Yeah. I said I want, like, almost like a certificate, like one of those, like, Harvard, like, same. Music school things.
Yeah.
And I've looked same. Into it. And I'm like, all right. And it's almost like you have to get, people have to refer you and all this stuff. So mm-hmm. I was like, I even got my people lined up. But mm-hmm. I can't dedicate the three years to do it. So that's why I was like, I commend you.
Hats off.
Thank you.
I cannot.
I wouldn't be possible without him, too.
You're welcome. Say it again.
He was sitting there waiting for his thing.
You were, I mean, in our village, like, which you're obviously an integral part of.
The village. Talking about me.
He's like, no, we only talk about me.
See? All
right. Talking about that village.
Yeah. So we, you know, we're very big on horoscopes as well. So real quick, before mm-hmm. we even, what are y'all signs?
I am a sensitive ass Cancer.
And I'm Pisces.
Okay. So that kind of, like, can preface some of the rest of the conversation.
Gotcha.
I feel like it's important.
Yes.
All I could hear was, in my head, was Kanye, Waves Don't Lie.
Or why?
Because Cancer and Pisces
Danny gave
water.
A great analogy of the two water signs. Mm-hmm. If you could give the analogy again.
Oh, yes. Sure. It was so good.
So what I said was, so TJ, since I'm a Cancer and he's a Pisces, we're both water signs. So what I like to think of when it comes to our dynamic with each other is that when waves are, or water is flowing all in the same direction, like, it's moving. Everything's seamless. It's just doing what it has to do. However, when two streams of water are starting to flow against each other, that's where you get your tsunamis, typhoons, hurricanes, whatever you call it. So when water starts to clash with each other, then it becomes like a natural disaster. So, like, that, I think that's, you know, very indicative of our relationship. That, like, you know, when we're in sync, we're really in sync. And then the times that we're not, sometimes we're really not. And that is, but that's just kind of, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Right.
That's life, though.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, you're not going to see eye to eye with everybody all the time.
What? Right. So when you don't see eye to eye, what do you think is, like, the best way to, like, you guys specifically. Mm-hmm. So if you're arguing, is there usually one person that comes to the table and is like, hey, I'm sorry, you know, like, maybe I shouldn't have talked to you like that? Or how do you guys, like, squash your differences?
Oddly enough, it's like, we have to text it.
I'm with that.
Our text, mm-hmm. because there's no context.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like no tone.
I mean, sorry, there's no tone. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Because for me, I may say something, it should be like, I don't believe you, or I didn't like your tone. So, like, through a text message, oddly enough, she doesn't, like, create any type of, like, tone in her head. Because, you know, with text messages, you read it how you read it. Like, you read it, and I could have been saying, like, okay, but you read it as me screaming at you, okay. Mm. But that, like, helps us out. Like, it's easier for us to talk through text than sometimes talking
to person. That's your sovereign ground.
Yeah.
It's, and the thing, too, because when you write things down, you have to kind of think about what you're
mm-hmm.
saying.
That's what mm-hmm.
before you blurt it all out. Mm-hmm. So sometimes for us, writing and texting each other is a better way for us to communicate when we're not on the same page or we are beefing with each other, because there isn't that, like, you know, when he's like, sure, or whatever, Danielle, okay, fine, I'm sorry. And I'm like, you're not. Like, you're just saying it because you want me to shut up. Like, stop. Mm-hmm. But if you
But it's not always I want you to shut up. It's sometimes it's just like, you know what, we've been beefing, and I understand you. So I'm conceding that I was wrong. Let's move on. Like, yeah.
sometimes I can't take that. I'm like, no, yeah. Like, you got all your shots out. I'm like, I need to, like, fire away first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can apologize. But I think TJ is quicker to get upset, but he's also the first to apologize, too. So balance, right? Like, you started it, so you should finish it. And
just learn that. didn't think about that when I'm like, I started it and you should finish it because you know I'm mad and shit. So yeah, definitely just yeah, learn that.
I'm definitely a lot slower to anger than TJ is, because I'm just like, all right, I get, you know, like, somebody's having a bad day, or you know, or like, it's not that big of a deal to me. So, but and sometimes too, like a typical Cancer, I like to hold on to things and hold on to things until they're like all the way up to my eyeballs,
and then when blow up.
And then, you know, again,
I left a sock on the floor, and
it's just like, you don't ever care about my feelings. Like, then it becomes a whole thing. So,
and I'm the opposite.
You'd be like, the Nike sock didn't wait, what?
Yes, I'm just like, I'm like, this is a symbol of how you don't value my feelings. Like, but.
That might be a woman thing.
I'm working on it.
I'm a bottler too.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah. Let's talk. Let's get it out.
Yeah, that's tough.
Let's get it out so we can move forward. No, I understand it, but I prefer to be able to have that conversation. Like, if I'm upset right now, let's talk about it now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about something I did 4 weeks ago. I don't remember what I did last night. So why are we talking about 4 weeks ago?
Sometimes though, I just don't. Sometimes though, you're not in the headspace to talk about it.
That's
it's
right.
Like, I'm pissed.
Same.
But if we talk about it right now,
I'm not going to be able to articulate how I feel.
Exactly.
And if I can't articulate it, then I can't filter it.
Gotcha.
So where it, I'm speaking not condescending, but in a way, in a manner that is relatable, and where we can have a progressive conversation and not a fight.
Yeah.
But that's when I think that I'm a texter when it comes to my issues. Like, I actually found some notes the other day of the conversation, like on a plane, was like, and then you said, you can go back and you can delete. And I'm like, you know what? The tone in this is probably not right. But like, I was a bottler, and now I think I have to pick and choose like when to say things, because I think I blow up over everything now.
Yeah. Got you.
And I'm like, I have to learn, like, okay, maybe this isn't the time, and it's really not that deep. Like, so let's not say anything about this.
Yeah.
Because I went from kind of like being someone that never expressed myself in relationships and was like, everything's fine. And it's like a house burning behind you.
Yes.
And you're just like, your eyes like twitching, to now being like, well, I didn't like it when you did this and that. And I don't want it to come off whiny, but I also realize, I'm like, all right, let me pick and choose.
Got
like
you.
This is the time to actually say something, or again, what we talked about on your show, like the delivery and the tone of it all, of not being like condescending and just very like, I am very just forward. I'm working on it.
Picking and choosing your battles is hard. Like, it's just because, like, some people, everything is a battle that I need to pick. Like, I'm going for every little thing. Like, that's, you know, and I think that's sometimes where he and I have to sometimes take a page from each other's book, because, you know, in some ways, at least on the surface, like, TJ probably looks like he picks every battle, and I look like I pick none. So it's like, I need to kind of take up more issues with things, and he has to, like, let stuff go more, so that way we can, like, do better. And we have been, like, you know, and it takes time, because we're still works in progress.
Facts.
But we've gotten better at it, because, you know, but a lot of times it's like, I don't like arguing. I don't like confrontation. I don't like that stuff. But you can't be with somebody for 15 years and like not have an argument.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you have
not at
to.
All.
So like, there have been definitely moments where I'm like, you know what? I got the motherfucking time. Let's do this. Like, all right. Like, not a verbal square up, not a physical
square,
one,
yeah,
but it's just
let's
like
get to it.
Let's get to it. Like, we gonna lay it all out,
right?
I'm like, sometimes we might hurt feelings, but what's said has to be said. And, you know, I might cry, but it's angry cry. Like, you know,
you can cry. I don't
like when I cry when I'm angry, but again, it's because, like, being a Cancer, those tears are angry tears, because it's like, I can't go to jail. But I want to kill you. Like, I'm just like, but, you know, growth. Like, I'm just, you know, doing better.
If you had to give like a percentage to, I guess, like the arguments or just the disagreements, rather, because again, it is totally normal. Not maybe in like a month or a week, like, what would that percentage look like? Or if it's like days, or it's like 2 days on, 4 days off, or.
So you want to do weekly or monthly?
You pick.
All right. I would say,
depends on the season.
Yeah. So like, I would say in a week, it might be like a, I would say like a 5-2 ratio, like not like 5 days on, 2 days fighting, but like maybe of the 7 day week, like 5 days we straight, 2 days and we might be like a little ruffling of feathers, and then maybe like once every like 6 to 8 weeks we might have like a blow up or something like that. Like, and not, again, not like a, you know, where do we stand type of thing, but it's just like, this is like, I ain't fucking with you, you ain't fucking with me, like right now, and like conversations about the baby, like,
yeah.
But then we, you know, we circle back around. In all fairness, too, like, while with me having been in grad school these last 3 years, like, there's been a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. So this has been definitely like one of our. We're just, I feel like we're coming out of what has been a valley season for our marriage. Like, you know, everything has peaks and valleys, but mm-hmm. you know, I started school pregnant. Then the next semester gave birth. The following semester lost my dad. Became a landlord overnight to from 3 states away because my dad owned a building in Brooklyn. To still teaching middle schools, so like badass 7th and 8th graders. Mm-hmm. And then
adjusting to being a new mom.
And then still trying, like, I started to suck at being like a wife because I was just like, I didn't have a space in my my brain for how are you feeling or intimacy or cooking or I literally have been in survival mode for like the last 3 years, you know? And so that took a really big toll on us as like a couple and, you know, as individuals. But I would say if you looked at the last 3 years, it was probably way more like arguments, beefs, like cold shoulders and stuff. But we kind of like fought through it. And
did you understand like that you were doing that, like that, or that all of these different elements that were affecting you was then affecting your marriage? Or was it like him, like, yo, it was, you know, we have this issue?
It was like, so he would like complain and I would be like, oh, you know, a lot of it was like, I'll do okay, like, you know, I'll try, I'll do better. But probably somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm like, I just don't have it in me. I don't have enough energy to be what you need me to be, or the way you need me to be it, right? Like, and so there did come a point in time somewhere in these 3 years where I finally said, like, I think the way it went was like, I was like, I can't stop being a mother. I can't stop being a teacher. Like, I need a job. I can't flunk out of school. And I'm like, so these hats I'm wearing, I'm like, the only one where I can like afford to kind of like slack off is with you, because like, you're grown, I'm grown, like, the baby needs me. Mm-hmm. I need a job. I can't fail out of school. So when I said that, like, I feel like it was very honest of me, but I think it hurt too.
I don't know if it necessarily, I mean, hearing that your wife can't be your wife hurts, granted, but I think more for me was like, we could have talked about that, you know, as instead of you placating me and saying, okay, I'll do better or whatever, let's have the conversation. Like you said, we're grown-ups. Don't wait until year 2.5, you know? Like, so that was the biggest thing. And it was just being able to have to learn my partner and have to make that decision. Like, I could have been like, all right, well, I'm leaving, you know? You don't care, so I don't care. Mm-hmm. But I had to kind of sit back and say, okay, what is she doing? What is she dealing with? And then, okay, how can I help her? You know, I mean, this isn't, her doing her master's isn't going to be forever. But it's that communication, and that's, you know, I mean, it helps, you know. Again, we have our good days, we have our bad days, but it's like, is it worth fighting for? And then once you have that, then it's kind of like, all right, I'll take the L. I'm gonna sit on this bench for a little bit, but once it's finished, like, we need to pick back up, you know. So we need to
get
back.
And in it, that was your thought process, like you said, a year 2.5, like, this is temporary. Yeah, like, okay.
If she would have told me from jump, like, this is what I need from you, it'd have been easier for me. But it's kind of like she's playing a double agent. Like, she was still trying to be my wife, but she knew she couldn't be my wife.
Yeah, because you kind of also think you can do everything, and then you can't write everything to everybody. Yeah.
And I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Yeah. I didn't want to admit to myself for a long time that I couldn't balance it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want, and I, you know, and then part of me thought, it was like, yo, he's tripping. Like, he's like, how does he not see what the hell is going on over here? And I'm like, and I'm struggling and all this stuff. And so it's like, why should it, like, it should go without saying, but then sometimes you have to say it.
To say it, yeah.
So, you know, and again, like, telling somebody that matters to you something that they don't want to hear and that's going to impact them it's not an easy conversation. So I did like avoid it, that conversation, for a long time. But I'm also like very glad that we've like made it through that, and like now we're kind of like now are just now getting the time back to really do that. And wait, on top of that, podcasting the entire time too.
Yeah,
you know, we did a live show like last November.
Yeah,
and so like trying to like push this, you know, this initiative, this like idea, this platform forward on top of all of that. So it was just like,
that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot.
So much.
And, excuse me. And so, but. We made, you know, we got to
y'all
the end.
Here.
We're here, and we're not going, and that's the thing too. I was like, oh, I'm not going anywhere. Like, you know, we're gonna get through it. But at the same time, like, I did owe him that transparency, like earlier than I gave it to him.
Mm. Yeah,
so we're all flawed.
Take me on a trip or something, you know.
City boys over
City
here.
Boy.
Yes.
Fly me out.
Right.
Fly me out.
Oh,
ice me out.
I took you to the DR for your 30th.
No, you got to do something.
Oh, like cold, as a thank
yeah,
you.
Exactly. I think that's fair.
Her presence alone.
Right. That is the gift. I know you guys kind of touched on this, and now I feel like it is a little old, but I think what I told y'all was the whole Aisha Curry situation. Mm-hmm. And even recently, I think like the other day, I saw it like kind of come to fruition in someone's like comments or something on social media. And I feel like you kind of can't have this conversation without a man present as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I feel like most women I know literally all felt the same way. Like, regardless of if you're a mom, a woman, like you just, you don't need that validation from someone else, but like sometimes you just want to be like, oh,
it's nice.
I still got it. Who knew? Because you're not looking for it. Yeah. So when it happens, you're like, oh, this is nice. But then I think men took it as like, I need other men have to validate you.
No.
And I got into a huge argument with my boyfriend over it. And I couldn't remember what the argument was about like a week later. And I actually literally listened to y'all podcast. I was like, that's what we was arguing about. That goddamn Aisha Curry shit.
That ruffled feathers in mad people's relationships.
Yeah, and I even saw like, even like someone like tweeted us or Instagram or whatever, social media shit. It was like, you know, what is y'all take on it? And so I can literally say like, and I think I speak for both of us, is like I said, what I said before, like you just want that. You don't, like I'm not going out, I'm not looking for it, but like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, setting thirst traps.
Yeah, exactly. But, like I'm not doing that, but it just feels good. Like I think me and G were out one time or we were somewhere and I was like, oh my God, somebody hollered at me. I had been hollered at.
Right.
In a good, for a long, long time. And not right. that I needed it, but it just felt like good. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you my number. I don't want to, but mm-hmm. like, I just was like, oh, I'm still cute. I'm not like mm-hmm. ugly.
Right.
Like,
it's human nature.
It is.
To want to feel like desired or attractive, or
that's fair,
you know, and like you popped into my head. So like I might have been like maybe like 4 months pregnant with Tatum, and so like not showing at all, and I was in line at Chipotle, and this guy, I had just got my hair done, and the guy behind me in line was like trying to like kick game to me a little bit, and I was like thank you, I was like, but no, I'm married.
He was like, no, put extra guac please.
So, but like, and it was just like not seeking it, right? Yeah. I'm just in line trying to get my burrito bowl, mm-hmm. and somebody, you know, pays me a compliment or asks me for my number. It just like
reminds, and not a crackhead,
not right. yet. And like, it's just a little acknowledgement that hey, you are still somebody who is attractive, desirable, whatever. Because we all want that. Because I feel like men would, to an extent, feel the same way, because if you're walking in the street and like a woman were to try to approach you or whatever, and like you may not have any interest in her, but you can appreciate the gesture, like you can, and mm-hmm. that's it. And it's just like,
yeah,
and
we and I can understand that, but I think for me it's, she could have prefaced, she could have said, Steph gives me this, she gets like, Steph shows me this love, but blah 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 blah, like,
I mean,
to me
she don't really have
it, I mean she doesn't have to, but as a man, it makes me feel like, damn, is Steph not handling his job? Is he not paying her enough compliments? Is he not doing what he's supposed to do? And then my other issue with it is, mm-hmm. if it was a guy to say the same exact quote, mm-hmm. he would have got dragged. If Steph Curry would have came out and said the same thing, he would have got dragged. Like, how dare you? You have a wife at home and all this other stuff.
I disagree.
Okay.
I do too, because this is literally, what you're saying is damn near verbatim what
he was saying. And I'm like, the idea of Steph not taking care of home never even popped into my head.
At all.
Not right. once. I was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. That's literally, I'm not thinking about that.
We're simple.
At all.
It was really just the men. Like, I think, honestly, men rallied together in camaraderie and like, yo, that was fucked up. Because if my lady says some shit like that, I would be embarrassed and B, really, really upset because it looks like it's something that I'm not doing. I feel like that's like the man thought, but Aisha was from a place of a vulnerability, and that was the thing that kept being overlooked. You can't really take on the Steph argument as if it was reversed because he's a full-blown worldwide superstar, and we just can't conceptualize him being not that and her saying something like that. And they have been, I feel like I would really appreciate y'all, or I do appreciate you guys' take from it because you're married, because you've been together for 15 years. I think a lot of other people who have been having issues are saying things and they're in new relationships. It's kind of like, we see it, we get it, but they have been together since they were young. Got and you. Sometimes you kind of want to be recognized as an individual still. Yep. I feel like it probably came. She could have said it differently, I guess.
That's all I'm saying.
Just to be sensitive to him.
But I also, I mean, I understand what you're saying with that as well, just because, again, he came out and he was okay with it. Yeah. So if he's okay with it,
right.
My opinion really don't matter because that's their relationship and that's their dynamic. Because I may say something that me and Danny's okay with, but somebody else from the outside looking in may be like, how dare you say that?
Yeah. Right.
So once he came out and you know, I kind of understood that differently. But I think as a man, we look at it that way. Same way how, like for women, like your house. Like if the house isn't clean, it's a representation of y'all. So if a woman is unhappy, it's a representation that we're not doing our job.
Right.
So that's how I took it.
I think too, though, it's like, to get kind of, I guess, meta about it. But like, there's that connection between like, ownership type of thing, which is like, well, she's a representation of him, so she's making him look bad talking about her feelings. Like what she said had nothing to do with Steph, and I dare say any woman that heard that, or most women that heard that, didn't think that she was trying to disrespect Steph or anything else. She's talking about her own feelings and her own and her own perspective on this.
She specifically mentioned her own insecurity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the vulnerability point that I was speaking to. Because it's like she's openly saying, like, this is a personal thing I'm having. It has nothing to do with Steph.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, like you said, like when you're with somebody for so long,
right?
Like you start to just kind of become like one entity. Like you don't, like you really, sometimes you can lose yourself in your coupledom. And like, and so, and people like in Aisha Curry, like there's probably no one that's not living, that's not living under a rock that wouldn't see Aisha Curry and know who she was and who her husband was. So I'm quite confident that some of the reason why she doesn't get a lot of attention is because, oh, that's Steph's wife. So I'm not going to, she's like off limits, but it's about being respectful, but it's still like, she still has her insecurities because, you know, when you're married or not even married, when you're just in a relationship for a long amount of time, when you kind of become like one and the same, like, you know, you don't see one without the other, or you don't think of one without the other, you start to maybe feel like you lose a little bit of yourself in that. And, you know, and then also when you become a mother, like when you become a mom, like so much of like your sexuality, so much of your womanness, your desirability sometimes seems to like fly right out the window in our society, because it's like, well, now you're a mother, so now you need to be like this wholesome, like home, like matronly person, and you're no longer supposed to have sex appeal, you're no longer supposed to desire men to look at you because now you're like, you're somebody's mother. Like, no, like I still want to be told I'm pretty from time to time. And it's not that I don't think that, it's not that my husband's not telling me or making me feel beautiful. It's just that it's nice from time to time to know that, like, people who have, the people who aren't,
has never seen me
before, who, somebody whose children I haven't birthed, like, also like, thinks, like, that
I'm a
little
cute. You better think I'm fine, nigga.
Right. Exactly. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, she had three of his kids. He better think that she fucking shits glitter. Like,
right, exactly.
But at the same time, it's not, there's nothing wrong. Like she said, it's her insecurities. It's her opinion. And it has nothing to do with Steph. And that's, she was just being vulnerable. And I feel like if people are really honest with themselves, male and female, it may not always be with like the aesthetic. It could just be with whatever. But people appreciate occasional, like, validation. Mm-hmm. And
we live in a full world of it. Yeah. Our social media is the epitome of validation and seeking it, you know, whether you intentionally do it or not.
What is the like button? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that heart is a validation that I like what I see or I read, mm-hmm. whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So we all, like, seek it sometimes, even in the rare, in the smallest form, but like it's there. So she's human. Like we're all human.
Yeah.
I think this is just one of those that men will never agree with women on.
Yeah. I think I have to bow out to that.
I have to accept that like when they said women are from Mars or whatever. And
Venus. I remember Venus.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't never get that. I'm actually read that book. That needs to clearly be the next thing on my list.
And Pluto's no longer a planet, you know, science teacher.
It's so much. See,
it's a star, right?
Well, it's a dwarf planet.
A dwarf planet.
So it doesn't meet the criteria of like a full planet like us.
Okay.
So now our solar system only has 8, not 9 anymore.
Learn something new.
There you go.
Does that affect our astrology because Pluto is not necessarily a planet?
I don't think so. I know a while back they tried to come up with that bullshit zodiac calendar. Yeah. They tried to add like an extra zodiac sign and like they tried to make me a Gemini and I was like,
oh, yeah, they did. They like moved everything back or something. Yeah.
We don't subscribe to that.
I don't even know enough about the shit that I do know about, so I don't need to add on anything extra to that. So we talked a lot about like motherhood and like, parenthood. Yes. I'm sorry. Parenthood and marriage. Is there anything that you guys have learned that, like, learned or taught when you were growing up that you either do want to instill in your daughter or that you, like, things that you've also learned that you don't want to perpetuate?
Let me go first.
Sure. Let me see where your mind is at.
One thing I do want to instill in our daughter is, like, knowing her worth, like, my parents, and especially my dad, because he kind of spoke my language a little bit more. Not to say that both of them didn't do a good job of this, but he just kind of got me a little bit better growing up, was, like, making sure that, like, making sure she knows, like, it's okay to be who you are. You're not always going to fit in with everybody. You're not always going to be everybody's cup of tea, but it's okay. And, like, that, like, you're special and you're loved, and like just kind of like that pouring in that confidence, because I struggle with insecurities between, you know, being in elementary school and being the only light-skinned person, because chubby, and then like to, you know, always struggling with my weight and things like that, and like having that trouble and pouring that into her so that way she's like way more confident than I was growing up. And then something I probably wouldn't do is I think sometimes, and I think it's like maybe like a generational thing, like sometimes growing up, I don't think, like, as a kid, like, it's like, oh, you're like, you'll get over it, like, you know, like, not necessarily always validating it, your feelings. And I mean, everything, you know, everything isn't kids, sometimes everything's the end of the world, but like sometimes it feels like the end of their world. And I think that I've learned this too, being an educator, but I feel like sometimes growing up, it was like my parents, adults in my village could be a little bit more dismissive of like.
Agreed.
Yeah, parents, the kids should be looking at it or whatever. Not
seen and not heard.
I cannot get these things together.
Seen but not heard.
Yeah. So I think that would be something that I would not pass down. Like, you know.
I don't think we really do that though.
No, I'm saying, but like, I feel like that's kind of like a conscious effort.
Same.
To recognize, like, you know, and she's 2, but, you know, as she gets older too, like, how you feel matters. Like, are you okay? Yeah. Whatever, you know, and making sure that, like, you know, it's like beyond just like, you're not bleeding, you're not, you know, there's no open wounds or anything like that. You're fine. Go ahead about your business. But like emotional care too. So
what I don't want is beatings.
I didn't really get
a lot of beatings, but my mama did do it. She was
She
was a slave master.
She was the overseer. Slave master.
The cupcake.
My
wonderful cupcake.
We just met this woman.
I love my mother.
She was sweet as hell.
She's the apple of my eye, but her thing was beatings. Like, she didn't have time to be talking, punishment.
Yeah.
Because she said, like, if she puts you on punishment, she forgets. So you just got beatings, like, take his ass.
Me as a mom,
straight up. So I hated that. But one thing, my parents' confidence, like, ever since I was young, it was just like, you're a leader. Like, mm-hmm. be a leader and be confident. You don't have to do stuff because other people are doing it. Like, another thing, my father, like, our last name. And I used to hate it. He used to, like, call me in a room and be like, he'll make a statement and be like, because we're a what? And I had to be like, because we're a Byerson.
I love that.
But now...
I love that.
But now that I'm older, I appreciate it. I appreciate, like, he gave me a sense of who I am.
Pride.
Like, the love for my last name. So, and then, like, now Tatum's too, but she knows her last name. Yeah. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, it, like, it's warm inside.
Yes.
So. She like, yeah. like, what's your name? She like, Tatum. And like, what's, like, Tatum Roy Bison. Like,
yes.
With a little oomph.
Right.
Her chest out. Hello, chest out. Oh, yeah. My gosh. She had a nameplate on. Yeah. She had a puppy.
She was so
she
cute.
She was so cute. She was adorable.
Thank you. I worked adorable. Really hard on her. Thank you.
Yes, sis. Yeah,
we worked really hard on her. I was there.
You were there, yeah.
I'm not taking your credit.
But you ain't go through. Like, the person with no kids is
exactly.
the first one.
I was there,
like, you ain't do it though.
I was there.
20 hours of labor. And
where was I? Right there.
Yeah, you were right there, but you wasn't. Listen, so you feel
you
like
a star. You're a star. You got it. Yes. I'm not saying you're not a star, but
I know you're like the key grip. Like, you're just kind of
not
like,
the key. Good night. Oh my god. DP.
Exactly. You know
oh
what?
Oh my god.
Your craft services. Thank you, baby.
That's worse than the key grip.
I said what you said.
I was definitely the co-star, but go ahead. You're the leading lady. You got it.
I appreciate that, baby. Thank you.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. That's what they say.
So how do you guys keep each other happy? Like, how do you maintain, like, the spice in your life? Because recently, Trey Songz, he posted a photo with, like, a little baby foot.
Yes.
Did anybody know what the hell was going on? And then all of a sudden it was just like
he the had great
a
reveal.
Baby, you know, and the baby was so damn cute.
He's so cute.
Very cute.
Oh my gosh, he was adorable. And then it was kind of like, what did he date Lori? It was all these things. And then, so I think I was looking on Twitter and I found, like, a link and it was like he had a baby with I don't want to know. What are we calling her?
A porn star.
Thank you.
She's
really
an adult film actress.
You adult go, film actress.
Oh, there we go.
Because I was about to say sex worker, and I knew that one right. So he had a baby with her, and it was just like, they showed the text. She was showing the text messages of when he was with Lori, and it was like, you know, what he liked in this porn star was that she did things that I guess were like super sexy or racy or raunchy or things that Lori wouldn't
freaky.
Do or whatever. Mm. Very freaky, yes.
Yeah.
Is there, so this is actually a twofold question, actually.
Yes, right.
One, right, how do you keep the spice of a relationship? But then it's almost like, when is enough? Like, what is, I guess, too freaky in a relationship?
Mm-hmm. So, to keep it spicy, I think... This also usually happens now on TT Tuesdays.
Yeah. We found out what TT Tuesday was.
You got to schedule that before we started recording.
That's the life change after you have a kid, which is like sometimes you got to schedule sex. Like you got, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I would love it. I'm like a really big planner, and so it would fit perfectly within my life.
Like 4:45
Yeah,
I need that. 5:30
Like,
okay.
Yeah, be like, we're going. I'm terrible with that. I actually bought it up, but I don't have kids, so keep going. Yeah, it's clearly it was an issue.
So, I mean, I think that sometimes, you know, you mix it up just from like how you do it to what you do it with to
when you do it
to where you do it.
Times.
Sometimes it's at night. Sometimes it's in the morning. Sometimes, you know, and how you start versus how you finish. Like, I think that's kind of how we like. Mix it up.
I think, well, for me, Danny's like open to things. Like, I can have conversations with Danny.
Oh, yes.
So if I wanted to try something, it could be a conversation. It's not mm-hmm. something that I have to be like ashamed of, or I have to be like, oh my God, I can't talk to my wife about it. So, you know.
Or.
Even though it's nothing crazy that I really want to do.
Or I'll see something in our Amazon ordering.
Yes.
I'll be like, I'll take a screenshot and I'll be like, did you order this?
Yeah.
And he was like,
you gotta spice it up.
And I was like, yeah, I ordered it. And I'm like, all right. And I send like the little purple devil emoji or whatever. I'm like, okay, I see what this Tuesday is going to be like.
But I think communication is like
cute.
Key.
I think the only things is kind of like off limit. Like, you know, I'm quite comfortable with just sex being between he and I at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that's kind of...
I'm not into butt play, but...
Oh, know. Well, that, yeah.
Each his own. I don't shame anybody.
We're not kink shaming or anything like that, but...
it's just not something that...
I think that's kind of, you know, it, like, it is. Like, we've definitely always had, like, he probably brings them up more often than I do, but, like, it's always okay to have the conversation mm-hmm. about, like, do you want to try this? Are you open to this? Yes. No.
You may read something. I may send an article.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's so important. I think even just to one, be open to that, and two,
right.
One and two, even be open enough to bring that up. That it's like, all right, I'm not going to get shamed, or you're not going to like turn me down just because I'm at, like, just because you're asking a simple question. Because I feel like sometimes you feel like you can't even bring up something because it's like, well, if I'm going to be shut down, I ain't going to say shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Right.
I feel like that's what caused, like, that's part of, like, a cheating and stuff like that. Like, I can't get it here. I can't talk about it here, but I can get it over here.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, let's have the conversation. Let's see what we can do. Maybe it may be baby steps. But you also have to be patient. You have to be willing to, you know, sacrifice or take a turn. She don't want to do this. Okay. But she may want to do this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or he don't want to do this. He may want to do that, you know, so.
Let somebody, like, warm up to the idea, too, sometimes.
Yeah, you can't,
like,
just, you know, you can't throw just it
like,
on somebody.
You can't just, like, whip it out and be like,
this
hey,
what we doing.
This what we doing.
This what we doing. I had, like, seen this.
Exactly. Yeah. I come in the house and everything is all dark and everything. I'm like, wait. Like
yeah, like, can we? Because I'm just, can we have a conversation about this first?
Exactly. Like, it couldn't be that. I think the only thing I think that sometimes he and I, because, so, like, I don't know if anyone, well, well, grown, but, like, watching porn with your significant other can either go, like, really well, or sometimes, like, so sometimes, like, I have a lot of questions.
She does have a lot of questions.
I have a lot of, like,
porn.
Yes. Like, I have a lot of critiques. Like, yeah. I have those.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I watch porn, but, and I for the purpose that of what it's for, but at the same time, though, like, when we watch it together, if he puts,
it becomes like watching the TV show.
Yeah, like because actually, put, I'm like, why does he have his socks on? Like,
it'd be corny.
It's like, and like, that's what, and like, so, and like, sometimes, like, he'll put on things that, you know, I think is very, very typical of a male. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this, I'm like, that hurts. Like, that hurts.
Have y'all ever judged each other off of your porn preference or choices?
I've been a little, so maybe, not even, I don't say judgmental, but just because it's not my cup of tea. So, like, what's the one, which one do I hate?
Oh, she hates anything with, like, facials or...
Yeah, like bukkake.
You're like,
oh, I just know, no, no, but just like anything with, like, anybody, like, does, like, on the face, because I'm a believer that, like, okay, you know how you feel, like, if you have, like, a glob of, like, ketchup or mayo, right? Yeah. That doesn't feel good. Like, you'd be like, where's a napkin? Like, it's just like, this can't feel, this cannot
it's
feel.
It's their job.
Like,
no. It's for the
it's like
scene.
Part of, you know what it is when you bite into a burger and just got a glob of ketchup sitting right here. You'd be like,
I gotta get it right now.
Yeah.
It's like watching a movie. You don't be like, that wasn't supposed to happen. You just watch the movie.
So he
is really, but it is hard to find, because you're like, because mom would be like, oh my God, the bed is unmade, even though they're having sex. Like, why is the bed made like that? The pillows on the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't. Why he got Tim's on?
Like, are they at a Ramada? Like, yeah, oh my God.
You'd be like, look at her closure. Like, I was watching one. I was like, Like, her wig is terrible.
That wallpaper is so nice. Like,
yeah, the things that you think about during porn. Dude,
Exactly. And TJ would be like, all right, I'm turning it off. Like, just like, we're done.
Like, you just pick what you want to
watch. And I'm just like, it's not about sorry. Like, and I just, and like, I laugh at the
that's
wrong time.
Funny.
So that's something sometimes we got to go solo dolo with. But,
oh my God.
But you know, we try to keep it interesting how we can, where we can. And then there's other times where you just kind of be quick and dirty just because it's like, we got to get up in the morning or the baby's sleeping and we don't want to have to, like, we don't want to wake her up or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it ebbs and flows.
Yeah, because when I had sent that thing in the group chat, and Daryl was all like, be a freak for your boo, and I'm like,
you got to.
Yes, I completely agree, but I think to your point about having the conversation, and then it's like establishing.
But I agree with him.
And it's funny too, because I was just like thinking, like, I bought something recently because I went to a sex shop and I was also drunk. And so I just kind of like just bought a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So there was no conversation. There was literally like, so I bought this.
You just come home with
put it on the table. Bag, yeah. See?
Do you want to use this? But
yeah, I kind of want to be surprised.
That was the conversation right there.
Yeah, that was a but it popped up.
Yeah.
Like it was like almost like if you didn't see the Amazon thing, like you wouldn't have known. Well, where did this come from?
Sorry. Right. I was like, here I am thinking it's another what you call it, a pack of baby wipes or something. And I cracked it open. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what we are.
Oh, I gotta put this on.
I like that. I'm about to send like an Amazon gift basket. That is, like,
I mean, you can really get anything off of Amazon.
Anything.
So you know what's funny? My Amazon is linked to my mother's. Oh. And I actually wanted to, it's so funny, I wanted to order, oddly
enough. Was it the oil?
I wanted to order crotchless panties. Oh. Which you probably shouldn't even order from Amazon in the first place. But I was like, I don't have time to look for these things. For whatever reason, I just really want them and I don't know where to get them. And I was like, the whole thing was time. I said, wait a minute. My mother is going to see this shit and be like, I ain't ordered it.
Right.
Yeah. It's mine. I don't
she
know.
Gonna be
like, you got to be careful because you're going to be like, because you know, once you order something on Amazon, it gives you suggestions. They'd be like, other people have ordered.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, you know what I mean? So, like, I had to be.
Cock rings and everything else
exactly.
You see on
my God. And, like, sometimes I'll be like playing documentaries for my kids through Amazon Prime. And I had to be like, wait, delete history.
Stuff.
I was like, yeah. Because they're going to be like, Miss Bison, what are you like?
Miss Bison, a freak.
Yeah.
That's so, what they're
gonna say. It's like I need to undermine my authority now. But you know, Amazon has it all. So
no, they really do. Like you can get anything. Although she was having issues in her building with Amazon.
I can't fuck with it.
It was stealing?
Yeah. They steal everything in my I ordered Pampers and they stole my damn Pampers.
How you gonna steal Pampers?
From my building.
From the baby? How you gonna steal from the baby?
How?
But Pampers is a hot commodity.
It is.
Do y'all remember Supermarket Sweep?
Yes.
They used to always get the Pampers. That's how I knew Pampers was expensive as shit. Because it would be that big ass teddy bear. People would get the meat and the Pampers. I was like,
you took the words out of my mouth.
You know the thing on Twitter? It's like, this is how old I am. Like, I was talking to somebody. They were like, what is Supermarket Sweep? I'm like, only the best.
I used to always want to go on Supermarket Sweep.
Me too.
And like, you just stick your arm down the aisle and just like, whoosh.
I want to bring that.
That's what I used to say. You wanted to be on what?
I want to do the Toys R Us one. Toys R Us used to have like, a Supermarket Sweep.
Really?
Yeah.
This is on TV? On national television?
Yeah, used to show it on like Nickelodeon, but you can like grab
all the toys.
Toys or a video game. I mean, that's what I just went straight for the video games. You don't need any of this
other
stuff.
Yeah, that's it. You can resell those.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I do not remember this Toys R Us game.
Yeah.
I don't remember that either.
I mean, that would have been
good. 11-year-old
me would have loved that.
Wow. Right. Loved. Oh my gosh. So what would you each tell your younger self?
Wow. I would tell my younger self to dream bigger. Growing up, I mean, I was always confident, but I didn't think I could do certain things, you know, or I didn't really think bigger than that, you know. Mm-hmm. Before meeting Danny, I was going to stay in New York. Like, I was going to go to school in New York. That's what everyone did. But then I met her, and then she was in college, she's a year older than me.
8 months.
Let's round up. Come on. She's a year older than me, so I got to see, like, the college experience, and that was something I never even, not saying that, like, I didn't even understand that there was, like, college campuses bigger than New York. Like, there's an actual world outside. I mean, I always knew there's a world outside because my mother took us on vacations and stuff, but as far as college, I didn't know, like, oh, I can stay on this dorm, I can get a meal card, I can do all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would just tell my younger self, like, dream bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would tell my younger self, whatever I needed, whatever she needed to hear to be way more self-assured and confident. I was, like, really pretty insecure during my adolescence. And I think that, like, I made certain choices about from how I dressed to who I like associated myself with because of that. And to lo and behold find that, like, you know what, there's somebody for everybody and you may not like it, but I know somebody else who loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's that being more self-assured and more confident because, you know, I mean, we all still have our moments of insecurity as adults, but I wish I was more self-assured when I was younger because I feel like I might have had other opportunities that I might have passed up, or like I wouldn't have let fear necessarily dictate some of the things that I did or didn't do growing up. Mm-hmm. So I think that like whatever that would be, whatever those words would be, that would be what I would communicate to my younger Danny self.
I love it.
Thank you.
And what do y'all know for sure?
That middle schooler smell. No. I know for sure that I have a couple of things. All right. I know for sure that I'm in the career that I want to be in.
Dope.
I love working with kids. I love teaching.
That's awesome.
So, I do not dread going to work every day. I have days where I'm tired as hell, but I don't hate what I do at all. And I know for sure that I'm a damn good mother. Like,
okay.
That little girl is, she's good with me and him as her parents. As her parents. Yes, I said that right. Prosecco was talking a little bit. Sorry.
Said it right.
Okay. And I know for sure, and not to be corny, but I do know for sure that I am in this thing called life with the right person. Like, I do know that.
That's
like,
beautiful.
Even when I stare at him in his sleep. Because I'm so mad at him.
Not the Lauryn Hill way.
Yeah, like, I just, like.
Not the gazing
the
affection.
The sweetest thing I've ever known. Way. More like Paranormal Activity. Like, I'm standing on the side of the bed and I'm like.
It's on tape. So anything happens.
How many years would I
me?
Get? If I'm like, I'd be like, she need a father. She needs a father.
Repeat it over and over in your head.
It's premeditated.
It's not, though, because I'm not going to do it.
I'm just saying. It's on tape. I'm going to make sure everyone knows. Go to this episode at this minute mark.
Fair. But those are the things, like.
I'm not going to kill him.
I'm not going to kill him. I'm just going to look at him while he's sleeping. I'm going to make him worry. But, those are the things, like, I know for sure.
I know for sure that Danny loves me. I know that she has my back. She accepts me for me. Like, the real me. The good, the bad, the ugly. I know for sure that I do a lot for people. And people appreciate it. They appreciate my genuineness. Like, mm-hmm. I'm really there for people. Because I'm really there. I don't want nothing from nobody. I don't need nothing from nobody. But I truly check on people to see how they're doing because I really care. It's not like a scheme or anything like that. So I think people who really get to know me know my heart. And I'm okay with that. So.
That's beautiful.
I know. My daughter loves me. My best friend. So.
They are besties. Yeah.
Broke best friend. Ain't that what they
Right.
Your kid like, is your broke best friend.
Your broke best friend.
Yeah. So where can people find you guys?
They can find us on all podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, everything in between, Stitcher,
Google,
you name it. We're there. Our Instagram is at Lovers Quarrel Show. Our Twitter is at Lovers Quarrel 7, the number 7. We have email, so in case if anybody ever has relationship questions, topic questions, things that they want us to argue about, they can email us at loversquarrelshow@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having us. This was amazing.
Thank you guys.
Y'all
so
are amazing.
For coming.
Look, thank you for inspiring us. Yes.
Yeah, y'all listen. I told you. I feel so much better. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. That how many times do y'all argue was a very personal question. Because I was like, this can't be right. There's no way that this is right.
No. Listen. People argue.
Yeah.
And I think because I don't, family,
honestly, so. I'm not. Yes, he does. Oh my
but
God.
As abrasive, but as abrasive as I am, I'm not very like, I'm only like that with him. Like, I'm not like that with my friends. I'm not really like I can be like that with my sister, but not really. Mm, like,
same.
So I literally only do it with, and I'm like, this is with one person. This cannot be normal. Like, no, I've talked also very negative about it, but I'm I'm just saying.
That's how you figure people out, though.
Yeah.
That's the way that you learn. You can only say but so much. Mm-hmm. You can't provide an instructional pamphlet like, so on this day, this mm-hmm. is how I want to feel.
Yeah.
It's like, no, on this day, this is how I want to feel.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to remember it that way. Yeah. Like, people only remember things because of that.
But do you learn from your arguing?
just started, okay. to be honest.
See, well, there you go.
Because you know what I did? It was a text message exchange, and that's why I said I know that I read it back, and I was like, neither of us responded to what we were saying. We mm-hmm. both responded to get our point across. Yeah. Like, but no, but this is your neither one of us. I was like, wait a minute, I ain't addressed shit you said. You ain't addressed a goddamn thing I said. Mm-hmm. So, I think after having like a very long conversation, and I realized like the seriousness and severity of it, but then to even be able to step back and be like, you know what, neither of us answered each other's questions. Mm-hmm. So let's actually, what is your issue? Mm-hmm. And because I am a talker, so I'm like, I also have to remember just to listen, and you have to have those awkward moments, because like I just can't like pull everything out of you. And I feel mm-hmm. like men in general just are a little bit more like they hold things tighter to the chest, where I'm just like, talk to me, yeah. tell me everything. Yeah. And I had to realize like when to kind of touch and go with that, that you're not just going to be like, so on, this is why you actually made me mad.
Yeah. So, because we listen to respond a lot of times, more like people in general, like, I'm like, you're like, more times than not, like people are like formulating their answer as the other person is still mm-hmm. talking, as opposed to like really sitting and listening to what somebody else has to say.
Right.
But it's a work in progress. 100%. And like, you sitting here talking.
But I don't mind arguing, just because I feel like we can grow from it. So if we're growing from it.
I don't like it. Mm. I don't like arguing.
I don't like to argue. Me neither. It's exhausting.
And that's if we're learning from the arguing, then I'm okay with it. If we're not learning, then it's pointless.
What's the point? That's fair.
But if we're having an argument, and this argument is this time, and the next time is a different thing we're arguing about, then we're growing from that situation, we're learning from that situation. But if we're arguing about the same thing over and over, then that's, it's like, more of a, that's, ooh, what
message.
One last thing that we just worked on too was like learning how to leave it in the car. So like on the ride home, sometimes me and him, like, we're going at it, we're like, okay, when we get out this car, we're leaving it here, so mm-hmm. that way we're going out, like, we're not carrying the negativity into the house, so we can like,
I like that,
be on the same page. So like sometimes pick a room or a car or a lift and, or an elevator and leave it on there sometimes, and then we're like, mm-hmm. when we get out, mm-hmm. that's it.
Try not to go bad mad.
I love that too.
I did that.
We're gonna leave it outside.
Just, yeah, I did it, but it was, I was like, I don't want to argue in the house, and then I was like, well, I don't want to argue on the bed, and I just was like sitting on the floor. Now my butt hurts because I've been talking on them for 4 hours, 90 fucking minutes. But learning, I like that. Leave it in the car.
Leave it somewhere.
Yeah, you don't want to revisit that. Oh. So the quote of the day is: don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. Miguel Ruiz. I think, you know what? I realized that's one of them five. Yeah. The five, no, as I'm reading it.
Four agreements.
Yeah. I was about to say the five heartbeats. I was like,
these sayings together today. Yes, I totally forgot that actually was one of the four agreements. I need to revisit that book. Clearly.
I think I have it on Audible. I need to listen to it.
Yeah, I think, and I bought the hard copy so I could go back and revisit it. Mm. Clearly need to do that. So I think we've talked so much about communication too. So you got to like, it is so important.
Right.
So now I'm saying Tevin Campbell, come and talk to me. So again, thank y'all so much for coming.
Thank you guys. We really appreciate it.
We love it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye guys.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.